Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 24 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 154. Today, Tim asks, has studying film helped you block stories? In what ways is it useful in prose? And then he links me to a video that he found very educational. It's a YouTube video, which I'll try to remember to link in the show notes, but if I don't, it's called Five Brilliant Moments of Action by Cinefix, C-I-N-E-F-I-X. And if you search for that on YouTube, you'll come across it. And it's a really good video for breaking down how action can help with storytelling. Yes, Tim, studying film has helped me block my stories, as has working in theater and making my own film. One of the problems that a lot of writers have early on, and I was no exception, is that once the dialogue starts, the characters just kind of freeze. They don't move. They're not doing anything. They're just talking at each other, and the room, no matter how well described, fades to white in the background. This is something that some writers have a problem with throughout their lives, throughout their creative lives, either all the time or occasionally from time to time as they concentrate on other things. One of the things you learn doing stage and screen is that everybody is moving. Everybody is always moving. And even in real life, if you keep your eyes open, it's very rare that two people will just sit in a room and talk. Now, if you're around academics a lot, or if you're around people who have been around academics a lot, you will find that that actually does happen. I've got a local writer here, and we will occasionally, and by occasional I mean 2-3 times a week, be up sitting for 6 or 7 hours on couches discussing story and philosophy and history and politics and all sorts of fun stuff, literally until the sun comes up and we realize that we've just completely ruined our ability to make use of the morning. Which is glorious fun, but wouldn't make for very exciting fiction, at least until you're in one of those moments and you start to notice all the little things. How often someone refills their drink. How often someone takes a drink. How people sit and fidget when topics get a little uncomfortable. How the expression changes when things become emotional or vulnerable. How the timbre of the voice changes. What happens when people get excited and they start using their hands to talk, or they get up and move around the room to alleviate the cricks that are developing in their backs. Humans are mobile animals. We do not sit still very well. In fact, if we do sit still for too long, it causes us health problems. Humans are always telegraphing their emotions through their actions, their facial expressions, their body language, and their tone of voice. And they frequently will multitask. They'll cook or wash dishes or mix drinks or take a walk or play with the dog while they're discussing other important things. And this comes into play really heavily in action scenes, in particularly older films when it wasn't just full-on visual action, but there was also dialogue that wasn't directly related to the ongoing action conflict going on at the same time. What this does is, in any scene where characters are talking, or in fact in any scene where they're moving, it presents you with multiple streams of story that are happening simultaneously, and you can play those streams off against one another or use them in concert in order to reinforce each other. And my time studying film and doing theater, and also, frankly, studying psychology and mentalism and manipulation, which are all closely related, and stage magic, those have all also taught me things about how movement through space and blocking really affects the emotional tenor and the subtextual dynamics of a scene. The way I would suggest you learn to incorporate this is start deliberately observing. Start out with films that you have seen before, the ones that left a lasting emotional impression on you, not just the fun ones, but the ones that stuck with you for some reason. It might have been because they were fun, it might have been because they were really disturbing. Whatever they were, if they left a strong emotional impression, watch them through again, watch them through several times, one right after the other, and watch how the movement of the characters through the frame, and in fact the movement of the camera and the edit, changes the way that you feel about what's going on. It conveys information that you're not getting through the dialogue. It primes you for emotional things that happen later. The camera work moves the story along in ways that simple, straightforward action wouldn't. And then remember that your narrative voice is the equivalent of the camera eye in a film, except that your narrative voice has access to all of the senses that the camera does, not just sight. And then also pay attention to sound design, because a movie brings you sight and sound. That's two of the five senses, and a film can do incredible things to you with just two of the five senses. If you want to go a step further, listen to radio drama, especially the radio dramas produced by Dirk Maggs. He's an independent producer who works a lot with the BBC. He recently did a fantastic multi-hour Alien adaptation. He's done adaptations of Neil Gaiman books. He did the new Hitchhiker's Guide series that aired a few years ago. I guess it was about 10 years ago now. And listen to the way that he incorporates blocking just through audio. He has his actors move around the studio in order to get the sound of the room and the environment and to emphasize character dynamics and what's going on. And he adds sound effects of footsteps and the soundscape of what's going on around them and little clues in the background. He's done a whole lot of world building just by news feeds, running sort of half audible in one of the two channels in your stereo headphone mix. He does incredible stuff that is very instructive and almost all of it directly stealable and applicable to novels. Studying other forms of storytelling like this, especially ones that make explicit things that are a little harder to study on the page, things like movement and sound, can be very, very, very useful, and I can't recommend it enough as a way of enhancing your writerly education and leveling up your storytelling. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.